Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella High School music students Colby Van Gorp, Abby Adrian, and Jack Stratton join us on today's program to preview the second annual showcase of vocal music, band, and orchestra students this Friday and Saturday. And the three of you are going to be taking part in Showcase. But before we get to that, we wanted to kind of highlight how things have been going this year for music at Pella. The Jazz Championship, Show Choir, all the above, another fun year. Let's start with the choirs. From your perspective, it was a bit tough this year, especially for Show Choir, because you didn't get to perform maybe as much as you'd like. But go through that experience, especially the show you prepared, and how things went from your perspective.
Well, the show this year was really fun to put together, and with all the snow choir that we seen this year, we were able to get to different competitions. We added a competition in Marion, which really expanded our competition because we went to mostly 4A level show choir competitions this year, and we were able to place top three at competitions where all of our competition was a level class above us, so we were able to compete really well at a higher level than what we'd seen in the past.
Well, this year was my first year in a cappella, the varsity show choir group, and it was a lot of fun because we're just a big family, and it was just a great experience.
Well, and you mentioned competitions. You also have Dutch Masters, and I know that went on. What's it like to have that event every year where you welcome so many different choirs from small schools up to big?
Yeah, so one of our goals when we host Dutch Masters is to just make sure that every school is treated like the best school there. So we decorate all the rooms, and we don't have school the day before Dutch Masters, and we spend that whole day preparing and decorating and spending time together and just learning what it takes to run a big event with a lot of people coming through. And it's just a great way to see other schools' shows and just be able to enjoy the experience of show choir.
And then the orchestra. What are some of the things that you do, especially as a group? And many times people don't get to see you till this event coming up at Showcase.
Yeah, our orchestra recently went this last weekend to the Jefferson Invitational, which is in Jefferson, Iowa. It's a bit of a far drive for us, but we get to go perform for a panel of clinicians and judges. And this year we won first place in the 3A competition, which we're really proud of. This year our orchestra is the biggest it's been in quite a long time. We have five bassists, a whole army of cellos, more violas than I think I've ever seen in the high school orchestra. And it's been a really great experience this year. Our orchestra has been doing great, and it's kind of sad this year is our director, Mrs. Bendens. It's her last year. She's moving to a Des Moines school. She travels every day, but it's her last year, and we're making it a great one, and we got a new teacher lined up, and it's good.
All the above. Yeah.
Well, and then Abby and you and Jack are a part of Pella Jazz, and just tell our listeners what that was like, especially with the Jazz Championships, and to kind of cap off that season in that way, especially with that competition and rivalry with Harlan, and to just have a great night of music.
It was just such a great experience because leading up to it, we worked very hard. We, for most of the school year, we practice about 3 days a week, but then the weeks leading up to Jazz Champs, we practiced every morning. And so this year was different, I feel like, than a lot of years. We just got very close to each other. And yeah, it's just been a really fun experience to be so close with everybody. And then when we won, it was just the best feeling in the world because we got to be with each other and that we won such a great achievement that it made all the playing and early mornings pay off.
Yeah, the rhythm section this year has been amazing. We have one of the tightest knit groups, as Abby said. We spend 2 days a week during our lunch periods practicing as a rhythm section. We play other jazz standards and other things outside of what we play in jazz band, and it makes us just a really tight rhythm section. It's been one of the greatest years I've ever heard, and I've been following the jazz one ever since I've been like a sixth grader.
Well, and all three of you are involved in the various choirs, orchestras we mentioned, and bands. And coming up, an opportunity for the community to see all this on Friday, April the 26th, and Saturday, April the 27th, Showcase. And, you know, just give our listeners a little bit of a preview. What are some of the things that kind of go on that night and kind of the combination between vocal music, band, and orchestra?
So one thing that the choir does every year is we give opportunities to everyone to do something like a show choir. So we will pick songs and we'll choreograph them and put them onto a stage like we would a show choir set, but doing individual songs to give more of a variety of people a chance to experience it. And this year we're doing previous show choir shows closers. So about 4 years ago and 5 years ago, the shows that they did then. We're redoing those shows and doing their closers from those seasons. So kind of a nostalgia kind of feel with some old time shows.
Well, and I understand there's a lot of soloists, both from band and choir and different kind of ensembles. What's that like to maybe get to perform with different people, or maybe kind of in those smaller groups that makes it a little bit unique than maybe when you are in Pella Jazz One or in show choir?
It's just fun to get a new variety of people and to maybe work with people you don't normally get to work with. It's really nice for everybody to be able to have that chance.
Our orchestra, we always have little quartets, duets. We have two different groups playing that are about 6 to 7 people, and it creates like a great small group. Everyone, we have a huge orchestra this year, as I said, but everyone is super talented in it, and so it makes our smaller groups just amazing to listen to.
Why should people come on out? I mean, oftentimes you have pretty good crowds, I'm guessing, for a lot of your shows, but what would it mean for you to maybe see the broader community come on out and support the music programs and get a chance to see all the hard work you've been doing this year?
There's a lot of talent within the doors of the school, and it's just a chance for a lot of people to express themselves, like you said, in small groups and solos. And there's just a lot of fun literature that we've been working on, and it's a lot of more like music that you'll listen to and have heard before, and just see high schoolers performing it and almost some songs taking it to another level than what you heard on the radio.
A lot of parents only see their kids' music activities, so if, like, they're a band parent, maybe they only watch band concerts. So it's a really good opportunity to see all the other music out there. And I also think it's a great opportunity for younger kids to be able to look up to older kids and maybe be inspired for what they want to do in high school.
We've talked a lot about competitions that we all participate in through all three, but this is one of the most fun concerts and performances we have, as it's there's no awards to win, and it's simply just playing for the fun of it. And I know our Jazz One performances at Showcase have been always my favorite to play at. We always have great solos and just a great arrangements of many tunes. Like Colby said, a lot of more contemporary songs. There will be a lot of pop songs featured this year, and yeah, it's just a great time.
Tickets for the second annual showcase at Pella High School cost $5 for two shows at 7 o'clock this Friday and Saturday. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.